Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And that is a difficult proposition in the face of all the lawlessness that's going on in the world, all the lawlessness that is in religion called Christianity, all the lawlessness that's going on in the government, and even down into private lives of individuals, where they are sinning against God, choosing things that are not right, doing things that bring destruction to their lives. And many people doing it because they have never been told about the true God, never understood who they are, where they're going, that God has a plan. And furthermore, because the religious leaders have been so sinful themselves and hypocritical themselves, that people are turned off on Christianity, turned off on religion. And like we saw in the last segment, that leaders of the churches, the pastors and ministers, are so concerned about having successful churches that they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to tell people what is wrong. They don't want to correct the people, show them how to come to God. No, and then the people say, oh, just speak to us smooth things. Help us with nice things. I don't want to hear anything harsh. There's too much trouble in the world for hearing these harsh things. Well, they don't really understand that the reason that there are problems in the world is because of all the harsh things that are going on. Now let's see something here that God says. Amos, the fourth chapter. Very interesting how the prophets prophesied these things hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And they have applications for that time, and they have applications for our time, because the Word of God is true, and the Word of God endures forever, and God does not change. So these things apply to us today. And if you don't have our new book, America and Britain, the Two Nations That Changed the World, then you need to write for it. We'll give it to you free. You need to know, who are we in the Bible? Why are these things and problems coming upon us today? Why do we have so many Bibles in America and Britain today, and yet so few people pay attention to it? You need to understand that we are, in fact, the lost tribes of Israel in the end time. And we are mainly Ephraim and Manasseh. They were never lost. And you need to understand that God has purpose in what He has done. And you need to understand that God always gives warning, sometimes hundreds and thousands of years beforehand, because it runs through the cycle of history. So here in the days of Israel, the 10 northern tribes, God told them, because they had their sins that they had, and they had the golden calf at Bethel. So he says, verse 4, Amos 4, come to Bethel and transgress, to Gilgal, multiply transgressions at Gilgal. Bring your sacrifices for the morning, your tithes of 3 years. Offer sacrifices of thanksgiving. Do all of this, O children of Israel. And they didn't come to God. Notice what God said that He did. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and lack of bread in all your places. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. Even in difficult times, people don't return to God when they need to. Why do you think these difficult times come? Why do you think the lawlessness comes? It comes because of sin. So God says, I bring things upon you because of your sins. These are the results of your sins. All of the breaking of the Ten Commandments, all of the false religion, all of the false preachers, all of the false Christianity, all of the sex sins, all of the sins of abortion and drugs and lying and cheating and idolatry. Yet, when it comes, they don't return. Verse 7, and I have also withheld the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to the harvest. I have caused it to rain on city and caused it not to rain on another city. One field was rained on, and the field on which it did not rain dried up. We have that today. Here in California, we have forest fires. It's burning everything up. We have a great drought, and it's because of the sins of the people, the sins of the religious leaders, the sins of the governments. And yet they haven't returned to God, like he says here. So two or three cities wandered to one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet they have not returned to me, says the Lord. What will it take for you to return to God? That's the question in this segment. Will you return to God? God always honors repentance. Are you willing to repent? Are you willing to look into your life and see, what have I done that transgresses the commandments and laws of God? Are you willing to change? Are you willing to ask God to forgive you? God will if you do. But then you have to follow up that repentance with action, because repentance without change is worthless. Verse 9, I have stricken you with blasting and mildew when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the creeping locust devoured them. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. What is it going to take? Will there come a day when you go to your supermarket and they will say, we don't have anything? You can't grow anything because of the problems with the weather, because of sin. Verse 10, I have sent a plague among you after the manner of Egypt. That's sickness and disease. And don't we have that today? More than ever before. And all the sins behind that is absolutely incredible. I've slain your young men with the sword. How many have gone to war? How many have been killed? How many have been wounded? How many have lost limbs? How many, because of the terrible things of war, have committed suicide?
Since they came home, 20 men of the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines, have taken their own lives, the most recent just last week. An example of the larger epidemic, an estimated 22 veterans committing suicide in this country every single day.
And I have made the stench of your camps to come up into your nostrils, yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. Now notice, this is coming. What is one of the greatest terrorist threats that we have today? A dirty atomic bomb. And now ISIS has the money, the ability, and all they need is the bomb. Notice what God says here. Verse 11, I've overthrown some among you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a firebrand plucked out of the burning, yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. Now think about this. Think about this for the nation. Think about this to the descendants of Israel today living in the latter days. Now here we have before us some choices. Will we return to God to love him, to serve him, to keep his commandments, to obey his words, or not? And if not, God says, you're going to meet disaster upon disaster and trouble upon trouble. And lo, it is coming. Here's what God warns. Verse 12, therefore I will do this to you, O Israel. You better know who you are, who you came from in prophecy, because God has a lot of prophecies concerning Israel where these prophecies apply also in the end time. And because I will do this to you, all of the things that I have mentioned here, God says, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. And that means through the correction that he has given, through the circumstances that are coming upon us, through the wrong choices and sins in our lives. What will you do? Will you return to God? Now let's continue on here. Chapter 5, quite a chapter, but it offers hope. Always remember this, when God shows that difficult things are coming, that correction is coming, he always offers hope. And the hope is that God always honors repentance. Chapter 5, verse 1. Hear this word which I've taken up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel has fallen, and we're falling, aren't we? Aren't we declining? Yes, indeed. She shall rise no more. So this is for the end time. She lies forsaken on her land. There is none to raise her up. And it turns out, as the prophecy says, that we will be hated by all nations so much that when the calamity comes, they will not lift a finger to help us. Yet we helped the world, didn't we? But we didn't do it God's way either, did we? Let's come down here to verse 4. Thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me, and you shall live. Seek God. Now you have to do that in your home. If you go to your Sunday keeping church, you're not going to find it. You need to find it in your home. He says here, do not seek Bethel or enter into Gilgal. Do not pass to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into exile. Bethel shall come to nothing. All the religions out there of this world who do away with the laws of God, the commandments of God, who have a false Christ and a false grace and a false salvation, don't go seeking to them because they cannot help. But you can seek God in your home and you can find him. But we'll see what God requires us to do when we do that. Verse 6, seek the Lord and you shall live, lest he break out like a fire on the house of Joseph and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Verse 8 says again, seek him who created Pleiades and Orion, and who turned the deep darkness into morning, and him who darkened the day into night. Seek him who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out upon the face of the earth. That's what we need to do. You need to stop how you're living. You need to come before God and say, oh Lord, what should I do? We have a book by that title. That will help you. That will help you understand what you need to do. And there's even a full chapter in there for what does God require of ministers? Because they can repent. They can change. They need to, because they are the ones who are right at first and foremost in all of these problems that have been going on. Now, let's pick it up here, verse 9. Who causes destruction to flash out against the strong and destruction against the fortress? No, there is nothing that is going to stop the things that are coming now. They will come.
It's Homeland Security's virtual border protection system.
How long have you guys been in the desert? How many days?
10 days.
10 days.
Yeah.
120-foot steel towers outfitted with sensors that allow Border Patrol agents to detect and record the movements of smugglers. Data from the border surveillance posts is then wirelessly routed to the central control room.
We've got some radar that'll tell us what aircraft are up in the air, if anything's crossing the border. We've got some camera feeds from the ports and from the stations.
High-quality, long-range day cameras with night observation systems that have thermal imagers.
You look at the camera here, and it costs half a million bucks. I'd like to see wavelength is your TV remote control.
don't near infrared, so it doesn't show up with your eyeballs, but with your enemy needs, it does.
That's Mexico?
Yep.
And eyes are in the sky, too, as Predator drones fly 18,000 feet above the border.
We don't know how many folks actually cross that get away. All we know is the ones that we actually catch.
All right, now let's continue right on with this in verse 11. Therefore, because of your trampling upon the poor, and because you take tribute of grain from him, though you have built houses of carved stone, you shall not dwell in them. Though you have planted desirable vineyards, you shall not drink the wine from them. For I know your many transgressions and your many sins. I don't think many people realize how sinful we have become. We have given ourselves over to sin and Satan the devil. Every movie, every television has some sort of occultism attached to it. Demonism. And it's almost like the more we sin, the more demons are let out of the abyss. And the more deceitful we become, and the more seeking after Satan the devil we become. So we've got to stop. We've got to say to ourselves, where am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? What is my life? Where is God? Help me, O God, to find you. I'll come to verse 14. Here's what God says. Seek the good, not evil. That is the good that comes from God, not the good of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is the way that this world runs. Seek the good, not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken. Here's what you need to do. Hate the evil. And you have to start in your life. You can't be responsible for anyone else. Hate the evil, love the good, and establish judgment in the gate that is in your home. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. So there it is. Five times, yet you have not returned to me. Five times, seek the Lord. Now let's come here to the book of Isaiah. Now let's remember what Jesus said. Remember what Jesus said there in Luke 14? He said, now those who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell upon them, do you think it came upon them because they were more evil or sinners than other people? Jesus said, I tell you no. And unless you repent, you shall likewise perish. Or those whose blood that Pilate mingled with their sacrifices. That's pretty horrible, isn't it? Yes, indeed. And Jesus said to the people, he said, do you think that they were sinners above all others? He says, I tell you no. And unless you repent, you shall likewise perish. What happened to Jerusalem and the temple because the people didn't repent? It was destroyed and wiped from the face of the earth exactly as Jesus said. Now here, let's come to the book of Isaiah chapter 55. Let's see what we need to do. And understand there needs to be a change of heart. There needs to be a change of mind. There needs to be a change of perspective. There needs to be a change of priorities. There needs to be a change in the way that we think. Here's what we need to do. Verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near, because there's a time when God is going to step back and let everything happen as he prophesied. Verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way. You've got to stop. You have to cease. You have to desist. You have to get rid of. You have to expunge. You have to get it out of your life. and the unrighteous man his thoughts. All the evil and conniving, all of the things that people do today, pornography on the internet, internet gambling, plotting evil, lying, cheating, stealing, committing adultery, having idols, taking God's name in vain, having wrong gods before you. Need to repent of all of those, see? And let him return to the Lord. That is, come back to God. He is your creator. He is your maker. He is the one who has given you life and breath. And he's offering to you repentance to come back to him so that you can love him, so that he can love you, so that you can have some substance and truth in your life and purpose in your life. Now, you want to know the purpose of human beings? You go to the series we have right online here on Church at Home. From a speck of dust to a son of God, why were you born? Need to understand, God has a great purpose and promise for all who will come to him. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to escape some of the difficulties that will come along, but God will protect us in spite of that. And if we have God in our lives, God is there with us in our troubles to help us. All right, continuing. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God. Now notice, for he will abundantly pardon. Now that is a promise that you can claim. So can you pull your life together with God? Absolutely. Will he forgive you? He promises he will, abundantly. Now notice what needs to change. Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. But you see, with the Word of God and the Holy Spirit of God, you can begin to think as God thinks. Because the whole purpose in life is to become like God through his way. Satan has an artificial way. Satan has a lying, deceiving way. But that's not the way of God. Now here, come down here to chapter 56. And he explains how to come back to God. In your own home, you can do this. Isaiah 56 and verse 1, thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. This is talking about the end time. This is talking about calling all sinners to repentance to come to God. Now notice the first thing you need to do in the change of your behavior. Verse 2, blessed is the man who does this, and the son of man who lays hold on it, who keeps the Sabbath from profaning it and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Isn't that something? You can start keeping the Sabbath in your home. We have everything you need to come to study the Bible, to know the Bible, to understand God. Now, if you want, go to our website, afaithfulversion.org, and you can download the whole New Testament page by page with audio reading of it. Now, we've had those who homeschool who say this is how they are able to study with their children in the morning concerning their Bible study. It's all on afaithfulversion.org. Now then, you can go to cbcg.org and download other sermons. We have there the whole series on the love of God. We just finished one on the love of God right here at Church at Home. So you see, these are the things that you need to do to come out of all of the oppression that is around us everywhere we are and everything that we see and everything we come in contact with. Now, this is what God is offering you in your home. And we're happy to be able to do this for you. Download the book, Lord, What Should I Do? Download the book, Why Christianity Has Failed in America. And learn the things you need to do to get your life right with God, because He will abundantly pardon. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Colter saying, so long, everyone.